الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم أتوب إليه وأسأل التوبة والمغفرة والهداية إنه التواب الرحيم واعف عنا يا كريم واعف عنا يا كريم واعف عنا يا كريم واغفر لنا بفضلك يا رحمن يا رحيم يا ملك يا قدس يا حافظ يا الله الأول يا الله الآخر يا الله الظاهر يا الله الباطن يا الله خيره وشره من الله تعالى أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيد الأولين والآخرين اشف لنا يا شفيع المذنبين برحمتك أرحم الراحمين قال الله تعالى في كتاب العزيز أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جحدوا فينا لا نهدينهم سبلنا وإن الله لمع المحسنين صدق الله العظيم الله تعالى says and those who wage jihad who strive hard for us, we shall certainly guide them in our ways. Allah is surely with the doers of good. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. And they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what kind of jihad is the most pleasing to Allah Ta'ala? And he answered, a word of justice in the face of a tyrannic power. Islam is the most beautiful religion. But alas, Muslims have a way of distorting it. Jihad is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. But we have turned it into Syrians killing Syrians, Turks killing Kurds and Kurds killing Turks, Afghanis killing Afghanis, Pakistanis killing Pakistanis, brothers killing brothers. We see them in the TV. They kill and destroy and they shout Allahu Akbar. That is not jihad. Jihad is to put the wrong into right. Jihad is to care, to help, to work, to move, not to be lazy. There's a saying in Arabic, Al-Haraka Baraka. There is blessing in moving. But we are lazy. We prefer to sit on our behind and imagine that we are doing things. This world, indeed, are full of tests. This world is full of wrongs which has to be righted. The whole life for a Muslim is a jihad. Hazreti İbrahim Edhem Kudüs'e Serrahül Fettahi, he says, a man, a human being, is never granted the state of righteousness before he is able to achieve six difficult things. Please listen carefully. One, that he closes the door of ease and opens the door of difficulty. That he prefers difficulty over ease. Two, he closes the door of honor and of recognition and opens the door of humility. Three, he closes the door of comfort and opens the door of effort and hard work. Four, he closes the door of sleep and unconsciousness and carelessness and opens the door of heedfulness. Five, he closes the door of wealth and opens the door of poverty. And six, he closes the door of imagining the future. What am I going to do tomorrow? What am I going to do next year? But he opens the door of preparing death. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was returning from a very difficult battle, and his followers are all bloodied and tired and hungry and wounded and in pain, he came upon them and he told them, now what we have achieved is nothing in comparison what we have to do. Now, said he, that we are going to wage jihad kabir. Ya Rasulullah, who is that enemy who is stronger and more vicious and horrible than the one we just encountered? And he said, ourselves. How can a weak person help another person? How can a hungry person feed another person? How can a stupid person can teach anything to anybody? Jihad is every minute of our days to better ourselves first for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, so that we can truly and sincerely are able to serve Him. But the ego, our principal enemy, our private ego, loves comfort, loves riches, loves pleasure, and above all, its food is arrogance. To show off achievements or qualities which truly we do not possess, but we imagine, and hypocritically we end up believing in arrogance, the manifestation of the ego, our principal enemy, feeds on us, on our iman, on our humanity. What is the cure? The cure is to beat him with humility. The cure is like Hazreti Ebu Bekir Siddiq. When the ayat came and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that on the Yawmiddin an atom of good deed will be seen and an atom of evil will be seen. Hazrat Abu Bakr started shedding tears from his blessed beard. It was dripping down. Ya Abu Bakr, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah, when you said those words of Allah Ta'ala, when you said that we will see, even if we did an atom of good, I couldn't think any good which I did, said he. And when you said that an atom worth of evil which we did will be also counted, that I have seen all the evil which I did all my life. This is Hazrati Abu Bakr Siddiq speaking. Why can't we look ourselves in the mirror and see the evil and the ugliness in us and slap the face of our ego, showing them in reality the ugliness is in us. And perchance by seeing it, as Allah Ta'ala promises it, that they will disappear. One day, Sakati came to the mosque. He was old. He was in pain, he couldn't even walk and stand. And he turned to the Jama'at and he said, Ya Ibadallah, who is healthy, who is strong, before you become like me, said he, old and decrepit and unable to do anything. Be serious and work hard for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. When he depreciated himself that he was no longer any good for anything, people knew that even in the state in which he was incomparably better in the service of Allah Ta'ala than the people who he was speaking to. Ibadallah, the only cure against the evil of our egos, the only cure of waging jihad against ourselves is humility. Ya Rabbi, have mercy upon us. Take away from us that stupid imagination that we are worth anything. that we are able to do anything. It is only with your grace that we are able to feed ourselves and stand on our feet. It is only with your help and with your grace we are able to put brick over brick and build ourselves a home. It is only your gift that we are able to work and gain our sustenance. Ya Rabbi, we are poor, you are rich. Have mercy on us.
Amen.
Make us see ourselves and our weakness and the evil which our egos direct us to do. Ya Rabbi, give us the strength to fight our egos. Give us the strength and the wisdom to be able to make our egos into a Muslim.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, teach us the truth of Islam.
Amen.
Ya Rabbi, bless us with the adab of Quran al-Kareem and adab of Muhammadi so that we would be worthy for the shafaat of Muhammadi.
Amen.
Ya Wahid Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Wahid Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Amen.
Ya Wahid Ya Ahad, create unity amongst the Ummat of Muhammad.
Amen.
Amin. Bi hürmeti Seyyidat Müslehin Taha ve Yasin.